It feels like only yesterday we were drowning in game reveals at Summer Game Fest. Well, it kind of was only yesterday considering that happened back in June, but the summer's true main event is almost here. Gamescom has slowly transformed into the top dog gaming expo following E3's demise, thanks in part to its robust public component. Summer Game Fest's Play Days event is only open to press and creators. It's the summer show to watch, starting with the opening night live showcase, if you love game reveals. What's in store for this year's show? A whole lot. Gamescom has already revealed a ton of games that are set to appear at the show, including some serious heavy hitters. And that's before taking into account any surprises, of which there are sure to be many based on previous events. Here's a quick rundown of the 7 most anticipated games at Gamescom 2026. Final Fantasy VII Revelation. If you were worried that we wouldn't see Final Fantasy VII Revelation for a long time following its Summer Game Fest reveal, you can breathe easy. The upcoming RPG will grace the stage at Opening Night Live, as director Naoki Hamaguchi will reveal more about the trilogy's grand finale. Fans have also speculated that there may be a playable demo on the show floor, though that has yet to be confirmed. Keep your fingers crossed that we get a firm 2027 release date at the show. The Witcher 3, Songs of the Past. I'm still in disbelief that The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, a decade-old RPG, is getting a surprise DLC next year. That was not some fever dream I made up, it turns out, because CD Projekt Red confirmed that it will reveal more about Songs of the Past at Opening Night Live. Of course, that opens a much bigger question. Will we get a new look at The Witcher 4, too? That doesn't seem too likely, but never count out a teaser. Fable. Xbox is in desperate need of a win right now following a chaotic summer defined by mass layoffs and studio departures. That means that there's a whole lot riding on Fable, which was supposed to launch this year, but will instead land on Feb. 23. We'll get to see our first look at live gameplay during the show, which should give us a better sense of how Playground Games' RPG revival is looking. Microsoft will also bring Gears of War, E-Day, Minecraft Dungeons 2, Alien Isolation 2, and more heavy hitters to the show as it tries to reinvigorate fans. Metro 2039. After a brief detour into VR, the Metro series is making its grand return in February. Metro 2039 will bring the series, brand of post-apocalyptic shooting, to modern consoles next year. Developer 4A Games will bring the project to Gamescom, and you can expect it to be one of the bigger games on display at the show. The game will even have a dedicated booth on the show floor, complete with hands-on demo stations and photo ops. Persona 4 Revival. While all eyes are on Persona 6 after its teaser reveal earlier this summer, Persona 4 Revival is just as much of a big deal. The remake looks to follow in Persona 3 Reloaded's footsteps by giving one of the series' best games a modernization that brings it in line with Persona 5. We'll get a fresh glimpse of it during Xbox's annual Gamescom stream on August 26, so mark your calendar accordingly. Pony Island 2, Panda Circus. After 2021's fantastic Inscription, I'll play anything developer Daniel Mullins makes. It's not like I needed that motivation to play his next game, though. I would have lined up for Pony Island 2, Panda Circus, even without Inscription. We know next to nothing about the sequel to Mullins' mystifying cult classic, but that's for the best. The screenshots we have seen are enough to tell us that we're in for another weird, genre-bending game with meta twists in tow. We'll learn more about it at Gamescom, but who knows if that will clear anything up. Game of Thrones, War for Westeros. It's kind of wild that we've never gotten a big-budget Game of Thrones game, but that's going to be partially rectified next year. Game of Thrones, War for Westeros promises an epic real-time strategy game that focuses on the book and shows large-scale battles over its interpersonal drama. We'll finally get to see it in action at Gamescom, where we'll get a glimpse at its gameplay.